Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You know, it's a weird world that we live in when it's just obvious that the Democrat Party, the Democrat Party elite, the far left, call them what you will, that they just blatantly try to buy your vote or buy votes of different voting groups or change policy, for example, against Israel to try to placate certain voting groups. Folks, it's so obvious. It's on display. And it's like, well, it's not even a secret. it just is. And on the other side, conservatives are trying to create an environment where everybody can prosper, where things can happen, where you feel good about being an American, as opposed to trying to be mad at some other interest group or you know, have us, in other words, have your feelings kind of dictated to you about how you should feel today. Well, from our perspective, from the conservative perspective, you should feel good every day about what you're doing and the progress that you're making. That's, I think, just a little bit of a dichotomy going on there, folks. Welcome back to the program. Hour number 3 officially launching right here, right now. 949-822-7959 is the number, and we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for our very good friend, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And once again, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, and we're glad to have Denise with us. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, Denise, there's a lot going on in terms of this abortion issue. And Donald Trump made some comments. He talked about, you know, it going back to the states. And then suddenly there's sort of all hell broke loose after that. What's your take on all this?
One word that everybody seems to be missing and using, much less necessarily understands, that would include the Laura Ingrams and so forth, is federalism.
Okay.
And the framers sought to establish a unified platform where no one single government has sole authority and complete dominion over everybody, which is the reason that you have the 10th Amendment later on. So it's federalism. And it is where the framers wanted a unified national government of limited powers. People just need to understand what Trump said yesterday was really stating the obvious. Abortion is not in the Constitution. There was a time that, you know, the abortions were completely outlawed. And so people just need to understand that he really spoke the obvious. The states are kind of incubation centers, if you will, where they can be laboratories of democracy. And that's where we are. And that's where we should be with
right.
The Dobbs decision.
Well, and of course, the notion of sending it back to the states, that's a no-go for the far left, because they want that one-size-fits-all federal government to dictate for everybody, and no matter what. And while you were speaking there, I was thinking, well, then the sky's the limit. I mean, honestly, they don't even want the Electoral College, for goodness sakes. They want to have one popular vote. They want to simply blanket everybody with federalism, like you're talking about.
Well, and the people that don't want the Electoral College don't understand what the Electoral College is.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and sometimes I think they kind of do, too. Some do, because they realize, gee, that Electoral College really gets in the way because of these other states that aren't these high population coastal states, you know, they have some kind of say in this.
Right. So
yeah.
Wow.
I know. But see, now what you're talking about, though, is so very important. You know, and that's why Kamala Harris came out. She was on the tarmac there near.
She's named.
Right. So she comes out and she starts saying about how Donald Trump wants to do this or that. I mean, they love it because they feel that they can seize on it and they can try to make some kind of hay out of it. Yep. It's, your response spoke volume.
Well,
right there,
I mean, yeah. You know, do these people ever read, you know, documents? I mean, well, even if they did, it doesn't matter. You know, they take an oath. Biden took an oath, and he's pretty much eliminated the Supreme Court. And he's been told to eliminate the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said you can't do this with student loans. Well, he even said we're doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
That's right. All this goes to delegitimize the institutions of our constitutional republic.
Right. So when you got Dearborn people in Michigan that are chanting death to America, well, there's your death. in destroying, you know, the three branches of government and federalism.
Yep, that's exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they really rely on it. I mean, to a great degree, I think that they feel that it's a gift. They're really happy that Trump was asked about this and he said what he said, because then they again feel that they can use that to talk about that instead of all the failures that are happening, foreign policy, et cetera.
Well, you know, the people on the left, you know, they always want a one-size-fits-all. I mean, what school system was it that just eliminated their gifted program?
Right.
You know, so they want a one-size-fits-all. We're going to slow down our education so we can bring along all the illegals who barely even speak English, much less understand, you know, the grade levels they ought to be in. We're going to slow down everybody so they can, you know, ride along at the same speed. It just, you know, it just doesn't work.
It just really doesn't. Denise, stay right there. We're going to come right back, everybody. Much more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and me too. So stay right there. It's the Tuesday edition.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle One.
Why can't I lay low?
So let me get this straight. Janet Yellen is now saying that, you know, there's more distress in low-income households, but households are generally in, quote, very good shape. And we have got a good, strong economy with very strong domestic demand. It's on a solid track. These are all quotes. And generally, households are in very good shape, she says. I don't know, folks. Are you in good shape? How do you feel about the economy? It's all pretty good, isn't it? Well, I don't know. If they believe that, then I think we got a bridge we can sell you. And no, not the one in Baltimore, obviously. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, and we have got a lot to talk about, of course, as we go through the morning. We got Denise Simon with us, and Denise, what do you think about Janet Yellen? I mean, I guess we should all go, okay, well, I guess everything's fine then.
Yeah, I mean, don't believe your lying wallet in the pocketbook, right?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, we were talking about the abortion issue. Now, obviously, you've got the left. They're talking about trying to enshrine Roe v. Wade into federal law. Then on the conservative side, there's some blowback today as well, because they want to put in, obviously, a national abortion ban. Do you think this is something that either side could ever be successful at? Or is this something that, again, is there to sort of cover over all the other problems that the Democrats have for this election?
I really just despise this topic of abortion.
Yeah. Well, it is very controversial. There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
Well, look, why? I asked my husband, and I've been asking this question for a long time, but I decided to throw it out there to him the other day. I said, look, Why is it the left wants to kill babies, but yet they're against the death sentence for criminals?
Right.
So, will somebody explain that one to me?
Right. Well, one of my thoughts is that obviously, you know, you can't put someone to death without due process in this country, right? And so now, and that sort of begs the question, well, then what is a human life? I think that's where the crux of the matter is.
And when does life begin?
Exactly. Exactly. And so you'll have the left that will say, well, we don't want to really discuss that, you know, this kind of thing. And in an age where we understand somehow that climate change, quote unquote, is settled science, we can't settle this science.
But it is settled.
No, I agree.
They're unsettling it.
I agree.
You know, I was thinking the other day about this whole gender thing. You know, how many genders do we have now? You know, 50? Okay. Are all these gender jumpers that are out there, are they saying the same thing about plants? Are they saying the same things about animals? You know, there's a male and female avocado tree, or orange tree, or grapefruit tree.
Right.
There are male and female alligators. Are we having that discussion, or do they get the gender jump too?
Well, you know, here's the funny thing, and I'll say this just to be a little bit funny here on this Tuesday morning. They would say, well, you'd have to find a way to ask the alligator what it wants.
Yeah.
Right.
What pronoun do you want?
That's exactly right.
When you talk to the asparagus plant, what pronoun do you want?
Well, it even goes into archaeology. You know, the archaeologists, the woke archaeologist, I think, is a better way of describing it, would say, we're not going to say we found a male or a female in this burial site because we don't know what they would have identified as. I mean, that's how far it goes. I remember seeing an article on that a while back.
I was having an interview yesterday in how they're changing up words and how we can't use certain words anymore, or we're inventing new ones. And, you know, in the real estate industry, realtors now are not using, when they describe a house, they're not using the word master bedroom anymore.
That's right. It's the main suite, usually. Yeah, if you watch some of these house shows, yeah, primary suite or something like that. Exactly. And I got to tell you, it would never occurred to me that the term master bedroom was somehow a wrong term to use. It just never occurred to me.
Well, I mean, yesterday we talked about the castle doctrine, did we not?
That's right.
Okay. So if your home is your castle, then are you its royalty? Are you its king or its queen?
That's right. Or its master in that sense.
Right.
Yeah, you could get a master's degree in something, but I don't hear people saying we got to change that term. And again, and I never want to be insensitive. I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings in that sense. But here's the thing, Denise. You know, you and I grew up going to the same educational system and so forth, and we understood exactly what slavery was. We understood exactly how wrong it was. We understood that it had to be destroyed and stopped at great cost. You know, it's like we got that. You know, and we live our lives, you know, in celebration of the fact that America goes in the right moral direction, as it always has.
In a normal conversation, in a cogent conversation, people don't want to hurt somebody else's feelings. Now, it can be done purposely. If you've been insulted or somebody hurt you, you might want to strike back. I get that. But I would say that if we didn't use somebody's correct pronouns, not doing it to be offensive, you know, we're doing it because that's our culture. So why is their culture that they've now adopted superior to ours?
Right. Well, I think it also boils down to a simple fact of control. You know, once you've established that you can't say this, even though you might have the inclination to do that. This has been standard forever, and you make an assumption, I guess. Again, not trying to hurt somebody's feelings per se, just for the sake of doing that, but now they control you. You can no longer say these words, and you said it wrong, so now you've got to pay some price for it. You know, and that just increases their control. I mean, George Orwell would just be, you know, I think he might be really terrified that he got it so right.
Well, they're forcing self-censorship.
Right. To make you afraid.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in fact, I was going to ask, because all this leads into, you know, the Vatican put out their statement, you know, that talked about sex change operations, mm-hmm. and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Biden administration doesn't know how to respond to this. I mean, you know, Joe Biden's supposedly a Catholic in that sense, right?
Well, there's people that are pushing back. It's maybe the one thing that the Vatican's gotten right here lately.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah, because it is kind of, they've been working on this evidently for quite some time. This particular statement that they came out with, this report, basically.
Well, I think the cardinals and the priests are finally, you know, they're necessarily understanding who's showing up in church and who's not and why. And, you know, the Catholic Church used to be very powerful, and it's losing its shine, its luster. And it's because of how progressive it's gotten. And I think they're taking a hard look and saying, you know, we need to get back to basics here. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. But we are where we are, I guess.
Yeah. And the Biden administration certainly afraid of the political implications if they at all look like they're going along with whatever the Pope talked about in that. I mean, this is really a different world we live in.
Every day it's different, you know.
That's right. But we try to make some sense of it, obviously, and especially, you know, because we do have the ability to talk about these things and to point out inconsistencies, or really, you know, Denise, at the end of the day, to make an argument. And I think what the left does is they try to make it such that you can't even make your argument because
no,
it doesn't go
precisely. They don't want to be in a conversation. So people, you know, they go, okay, so we're not in a conversation. We text. And if we're not texting, then we're on social media posting. You know, so there is no face-to-face. I mean, can you imagine what it'd be like? I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and every Thursday night they have driveway drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Where about 25 of our neighbors bring their lawn chairs, and they bring their glass of wine or their gin and tonic, and they sit in her driveway, and I thought, how refreshing. I mean, that's kind of like the town square kind of thing.
Exactly.
And they,
very cool.
We're having a discussion.
Yeah, that sounds great. That's very cool indeed. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump intends to file a lawsuit against the judge overseeing his hush money case in New York. According to the New York Times, the lawsuit aims to challenge the judge's gag order, potentially delaying the trial. Trump facing charges of falsifying business records. The solar eclipse passed over North America Monday. It began along the Texas-Mexico border near Eagle Pass around 2:30 in the afternoon Eastern Time, then stretched across much of Texas through Illinois, Kentucky, and Ohio, and continued northwestern through New York and Maine. The solar eclipse ended after departing northern Maine around 3:30 in the afternoon. Three people are dead following a shooting at a law firm in Las Vegas. The incident happened at the Prince Law Group in Summerlin. Reports indicate that the shooting occurred during a deposition, resulting in the deaths of two people before the gunman turned the gun on himself. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition, and we're having some fun, and we're having a great discussion. I got to tell you, you're not hearing this kind of stuff in other places, and that's one of the great reasons about that, of course, is, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, you know, Denise, yeah, we do talk, we tackle a lot of subjects here on this show.
We do.
We
Thank
sure
you.
Do. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And people really do respond. And I really do think that's very, very cool. So keep it coming, everybody. You know, Denise, as I said, we do tackle these different kinds of subjects. And certainly the Democrats will want to use this as a launching point to talk about anything other than foreign policy, the economy, which, by the way, as I mentioned, Janet Yellen said everybody seems to be doing okay. I don't believe that. And then, of course, also the border and the war in Ukraine and the war in Israel, and all this could get a lot bigger very, very quickly. And the Biden administration just goes on its merry way trying to make sure it's all about politics.
Yeah. In the meantime, we're at a point where we've got so many issues, we don't even know which ones to address that we can make some significant change to, and how long it will take and how to do it. Is it free speech? Is it law and order? Is it immigration? Is it Ukraine? Is it Hamas? Is it Department of Justice? Is it January 6th? I mean,
you see, and that's the overwhelming of the system. It's like a Cloward Piven type thing. You just, everything just gets destroyed almost all at the same time, and you go, we can't even fix it. We can't fix one thing.
No. And nobody's, who's accountable? I mean, we pay these people at the federal government, even at the state government, you know, like Newsom. These people get paid an awful lot of money to get things right. And they don't. They don't get it right at all. Waste, fraud, and abuse. I never hear a single Democrat talk about waste, fraud, and abuse. Not one. I don't hear them talking about the education system. You know, Biden talks about how expensive health care has gotten. Well, you know, I've often tweeted to, you know, those like Senator Ted Cruz and so forth. Why don't you put together some legislation that changes the name of the Affordable Health Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare?
Mm-hmm.
Change the name of it, because it's not affordable.
Indeed. Well, let's head over to line one. Here we got Neil in Henderson, Nevada this morning. He's got a question or comment for us. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Denise, to follow up on your comment, we do pay them a lot of money to lie to us.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they do. They just lie. Total lies. Continual stream of lies and disinformation. It's an outrage. Let me jump to former President Trump, and I'm very excited about his statement on abortion. I just think he took a solid step forward to possibly increasing the likelihood that he could become reelected president. I love the unambiguous, direct statement he made about abortion. It was awesome. I just wish he would have nailed it down and connected it to the Constitution by saying state rights that regulate abortion conforms with the guidelines of the United States Constitution. I think that would have destroyed the left wing. You know, I think he cut their, you know, the way they've defined this narrative from day one, from 1973, I almost feel he, you know, he took their knees out from underneath them. I'm just very happy about what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what your opinion might be on it.
I'm fine with what he said, to be honest, but I think he needed to be more assertive in some of the uses of his statements. Agreed. But I will tell you that abortion is on some of the ballot measures in, you know, coming up. And so
seven states, I think he was saying.
Yeah, and Florida is one of them. So what, that's the very thing that will drive the left to the polls. If they don't vote for anything else, that would be the one reason they would vote. So
you know,
we'll see what happens.
I'm sorry, but they're still trying to define the narrative. I mean, I was listening to some ridiculous stuff today on cable. I think the country of Uganda has passed a law to criminalize same-sex marriage or something like that. And there was a law professor from NYU who was trying to connect this to Trump. And because Trump came out with this statement today, it's inspired Uganda. You know, it's just ridiculousness, you know.
It all has to be tied back to Trump somehow because
everything.
That advances the narrative.
Everything does, right.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
There's one other thing I want to make. I want to jump to a different subject.
Yeah, just real quick, because we have one other caller we want to get in this segment. But
okay.
Go ahead.
It's about Israel, okay?
Yeah.
And I mentioned this on your show last night, that I hope the Israelis understand that the Obama administration empowered Iran. Now, what bugs me is it annoys me to see Netanyahu kiss up to Biden. You know, I know he's a politician and I know politics is tricky and he's probably playing the same game there, but I mean, he's got to know.
He does.
How the Biden administration stabbed him in the back.
He does.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But he's, yeah, he's sitting on the knife's edge here. You know, he's got a, Netanyahu's got a big problem here. You know, what Turkey just did, you know, came out with a statement that they're no longer doing any kind of trade with Israel. None, period.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I tell you what, Neil, thank you so much for your call. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Have a good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. So, Denise, that was a really good call with Neil. I appreciate that. I know you do. Let's head over. We got Anthony in Tampa who's giving us a call again this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning to you both. You know, I keep hearing the right sort of kind of underplaying the whole abortion issue. You know, we need to forget that these are human beings. Science proves it. Mm-hmm. Biology proves it. You know, when you hear about women's rights to abort, it ties in my mind, it ties into what Germany did in the Nazi era.
Yes.
You know, they were willing somewhat to let the Jews go and let them go out of Germany, but then Hitler changed his mind and said, well, you know, I'm gonna seek extermination, a final solution. You know, it's the whole issue of it's in my body, it's the same thing, it's in my country. Hitler deemed them his property. They were in Germany, they were his property, he had the right to do with them what he will, and what is it? It brought up extermination camps, death camps. We seem to forget that, and we need to not, you know, the right seems to be the ones that are all for morality, and yet I hear people calling in kind of, you know, wanting Trump to kind of keep abortion out of the picture. You can't do that. The right is supposed to be the ones who are up for morality and again, what was the whole founding of the country?
Yeah.
A nation can't function apart from religion, morals.
Right.
And you can't. And so we need to step back and recall what the founding fathers established.
You're right.
To validate his point, Israel's ambassador to the United Nations yesterday was on the floor of the United Nations, and what did he do? He held up a picture of the Iranian Grand Mufti meeting with none other than Hitler,
right,
saying, we need your help. So I'm hoping that, you know, that begins to tell, you know, as the beginning of the storytelling that Israel needs to tell.
Exactly. Well, Anthony, we appreciate the call very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, take care.
Hey. Well said.
Yes, very well said indeed. And Denise, I can't believe it. The time, again, just really goes by really quickly. But folks, yeah, head over to founderscode.com. Check out everything Denise has over there. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, bright and early, Denise.
All right. Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, take care. All right, folks, we are getting ready to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills for the station here. And we're coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
So Janet Yellen, as we mentioned earlier, is saying that, well, you know, could be some low-income consumers might be, quote, exhausting their buffers of savings. The normally, you know, households are doing good. We've got a good, strong economy. It's very strong domestic demand. We're on a solid track, and generally households are in good financial shape. That's what Janet Yellen's been talking about. And folks, we're glad that you're back with us here right now. Kyle Warren with you, of course. We've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Go over there, find out all about Chris, his radio show, his podcasts, and a bunch of other great stuff as well. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. So let's go over and say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Well, you probably heard me saying just then what Janet Yellen was talking about. Is she living in the same universe that you and I are living in?
She lives in the Washington, D.C. universe, and that's, yeah, again, they live by their own rules and information and models and whatnot, which are not quite, frankly, applicable to 98% of the country. So, again, they can keep talking. So they're blue in the face, and they're going to keep doing that, trying to push the lie, becoming the truth. But, it is a bit, nonsensical without a doubt. I mean, I've been talking about this some time, and it's not just politicians or people work for the administration. Hey, it's also many pundits in writing articles and whatnot that make, you know, no sense, that they absolutely defy, you know, any sort of logic or reason. You know, Wall Street Journal will contradict itself with some of its columnists and some of the information that they're putting out almost in the same publications, where it would make, you know, makes absolutely no sense. You can't even get your arms around some of the things that they're saying.
Well, indeed. And, you know, sometimes, Chris, I think that it's so much play-by-play, and that's why you probably get those contradictions, right? Because, you know, they've got a lot of space to fill, and they have to say something, and they've got to look at each day to see what's the catastrophe we talk about today, and how do we make these predictions, wherein usually over a period of time you actually start to see some kind of trend.
It's not so much predict. It's what they want you to believe. I described it yesterday on my podcast, and I'm not a big Star Wars buff, but there's like little lines and bits and pieces that I recall even from when I was a kid, and you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi get his Jedi mind trick, and then Luke Skywalker, you know, asking, you know, how come those guys didn't stop us? And he said, well, you know, the Force works on the weak-minded. And we've got a lot of weak-minded people here in this country that, you know, will listen and have listened to the things that come out of the mouths of these people, that these ridiculous people that they continue to elect and put into public office. And, you know, maybe that's why they keep saying it over and over again. This time it's just been a lot more difficult for them to sell the narrative out there that everything is okay with inflation and everyone's household economy is okay. That's always the most difficult nonsense to sell. Usually they're great at selling wars and conflicts and the need to go get our young men and women killed someplace in some place, a hellhole around the world. But the economy is a much more difficult one, and that's why they're putting the full court press on right now.
Well, sure, and certainly with the election year going on, it does seem that they want everybody to, you know, to not really see what's happening in their daily lives. But sometimes I feel like there's this notion of kind of trying to talk down to people, like, well, if you don't understand these economic numbers and how good they really are, well, you're just, you know, you're just not in the club here, you know. But people understand they don't have enough money to make ends meet.
Well, I mean, people can tell the temperature of water, whether it's hot or cold. I don't care what model or what economic expert is telling you otherwise. And again, that's why it's the most difficult sell that's out there. And they're trying to really, you know, push it full bore at this point. I mean, it was funny, you know, like I said, it was like dueling ridiculous articles. Well, one was actually factually based, and one was opinion based in the Wall Street Journal. They're talking about, you know, a normal, grocery, you know, outing that cost $100 5 years ago is, you know, $137 today. I mean, 2019 to 2024, that's a significant increase in items that, you know, we all have to buy every single week. And that adds, so, you know, if you throw in energy costs, it's, throw in insurance costs, you throw in what you're paying for your car, what you're paying for your energy, you know, you could say all you want, tell me that the economy's doing fantastic and inflation is under control, but we all know better.
Right, indeed. And certainly, you know, when we take a look at what some of these experts are saying, even Jamie Dimon has chimed in again, basically saying, you know, he's saying the world's on fire. He says basically, but people are being way too bullish about how things are going to go. I mean, in geopolitical terms, what's happening overseas right now in Europe, Ukraine, and that area, and certainly in the Middle East, I mean, all that could have a major effect on our economy almost overnight if things really get out of control.
Oh, yeah, you know, sure. I mean, you know, things you want to out of control. I would think that they're somewhat out of control now in that area of the world. I mean, we can't even, you know, we can't even protect ships going through the Red Sea. You know, NATO is being embarrassed on many, many levels. We can't even, you know, handle the Houthis in that part of the world. You know, so, yeah, I would suggest that, you know, things aren't going that swimmingly on the geopolitical front either.
Well, and something you often mention, too, and this is where it's going to be the heart of the matter, you know, for our economy moving forward, and that is going to be the spending, as you often talk about, the debt and the deficit. And, you know, there's not really some magic wand that can be used. I mean, maybe do you think you could start going in a different direction if you changed administrations, but unless there is a real effort to stop all the spending, you know, we're not going to go anywhere.
No, the magic wand would be you have to continue to inflate your way out of the situation. That means paying off your debt that is with money that is worth less. And, you know, you have to do that by, you know, continuing to print more and more money. You actually take a look at the Federal Reserve and the type of losses that they are incurring right now because of their quantitative easing efforts and the fact that, you know, they've got a bond portfolio and a real estate portfolio, mortgage-backed security portfolio that is so far underwater, it's ridiculous. They're collecting 2% interest on that portfolio while paying out over 5% interest to you know, banks from around the globe. I mean, it's stupid. So, again, you know, and then normally the Fed gives its remittances to the U.S. Treasury, and they don't have any because they're incurring such losses at this point in time. But, again, you know, we're told, and turn on the TV today, and all talk will be about the dire, dire need. And America just can't leave its friends, and we need to print more money to send to Ukraine and to Israel and to Taiwan and all these other things that are of importance. And I talked about this yesterday. I said, you know, you want to be serious? Okay, fine. If it's that important, then why not, you know, cut spending from somewhere else in the budget and pay for this the way that, you know, we should be, like somebody prudent would handle, somebody prudent would do. But no, we can't even discuss doing anything like that, you know, as our debt and our deficits and continue to just, you know, mount up at ridiculous levels.
Well, absolutely. And certainly the government mandates are going to enter into this as well because, you know, if Biden continues on in the White House, they're going to continue on with their EV mandates, you know, by 2027. And, you know, they've got to start ramping up all their production 2032. They're going to have these new emission standards. And, you know, that's not going to be good for our economy overall because nobody wants these cars in the grand sense.
Well, I mean, these automakers are starting to finally, you know, after incurring massive losses and shame on the CEOs that, you know, were unwilling to stand up for what is right. So many people that are in positions of power with such little backbone. But again, you know, that's just backbone. It's just about they don't care. They just care about themselves. You know, whether it be at, Farley over at Ford or, the executives over at Boeing that are on their way out the door with, you know, pay packages that are off the roof. It's a sad state.
Indeed it is. Hey, Chris Markowski, we appreciate you so very much. We always learn a lot and the time goes by way too fast, but you have yourself a great morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got to have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. We're coming right back after the top of the hour news. A lot more to talk about on the program this morning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.